You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, June 14th, episode 3454. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad acts. Enjoy the show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and it's good to be back together with Jamie again. It's good to have you back, by the way.
Hey!
We have a fun show planned for you today. I know Wednesday's was a little deeper than we usually do, but today, it will not be. Lucille Vigoro is joining us from Pro Propulsion Equine to talk about red light therapy and... Say that word for me.
Kinesiology.
Thank you. I cannot say that word, and Jennifer uses it on herself all the time. Plus, we have some high school horse terms that are really funny. We have some really bad ads. And then in the Auditor Post Show, Jamie and I are one generation apart. Yeah, we'd be a generation apart. And I grew up in the 70s, graduated high school in the 80s.
Oh my God, you're a boomer?
Yes, I grew up in the 70s. So I have the list of the 50 things only people who lived in the 70s will remember. And I want to see if Jamie knows any of these. So we're going to do that in the post show. I told you it was going to be silly today. It's Friday.
Okay, boomer.
So I also want to congratulate, at the beginning of the show, Emily Grazer. She's 84 years young, and she rode her 17-year-old Mustang Comic Relief, by the way, great name for a 17-year-old Mustang.
Love it.
And she competed in a U.S. Eventing Association Century Ride. That's where the rider and the horse combined age has to reach 100 at Hunt Club Farms. And she completed it. She did her event. By the way, people have asked her if she's going to go back to just dressage, and she said, hell no, that's boring. So
she actually evented?
Yes, like, yes, she does.
Because I know they do a lot of century rides for dressage, but no.
They asked her when she was just going to go back to dressage, and she said, hopefully never. So
God bless her.
By the way, she adopted that Mustang for $125 all those
years
ago.
Best money you ever spent.
Also, there's not too many people in the world who have done more episodes or shows together other than Jamie and I, but one that has just retired.
Yeah, we're right up there. We're so close to this guy.
Pat Sajak did his last Wheel of Fortune Friday after 41 seasons and 8,000 episodes or shows, whatever they call them. It's the longest game show host of all time. And she's continuing. So Miss White is going to continue and on with the new host. Apparently, they did that for continuity. I think they did that because I read she makes like $8 million a year to point at letters on a board.
Oh, man,
so
you
Vanna
know what?
Is like, hanging in there.
She's really, like, she stood the test of time. She actually used to have to do things.
I know.
Like, she used to have to actually turn those big letters. Yep. And I remember my mom was such a, like, everybody in the 80s was a Vanna White fan, and she wrote a book. And I remember my mom had this book, and it was called Vanna Speaks.
For the first time ever.
The book. And I was like, God bless her, she's still going. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why she wouldn't just walk away, but what's gonna happen? Is she gonna be there like one season and then like
I couldn't find any details on how long she was going to stay, but they did a video with Pat and Vanna and Ryan Seacrest, who is taking over his hosting spot. By the way, if you can host a game show, you're gold in Hollywood. That's like the most regular gig that pays very well. You only have to show up a couple months a year because they tape them all at the same time. It's a dream. But when's Ryan have time? He has a radio show. He has a podcast. He does a whole bunch of special stuff. I don't know when he has time to do it.
So he was also doing Kelly, like Regis and Kelly,
show,
but then
yeah.
It was Kelly and everybody who can work with her, I guess. And then it was Kelly and Ryan. So he was doing that. Does he still host American Idol? Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
God bless you. I will get fun fact.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a Ryan Seacrest fun fact?
Yeah.
He started at the same radio station I did.
No, in Atlanta?
Star 94 in Atlanta. So basically what I'm saying
was he
is
a DJ? Like Morning Drive?
Yeah, he actually started as a regular caller. He's called in a lot to Tom Sullivan, who I worked with on the morning show. And then they started having him on for weekends and coming in and hanging out. Like, he was just a total radio junkie and big fan. And then started getting shifts and went from there. Crazy.
Look where Star he 94. Ended up and look where you ended up.
You got it, baby. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is I'm on my way to Hollywood tomorrow. So,
what, you going to host the game show? Which game show do you have your sight on?
Well, you know what? I look at the game show host because Drew Carey had a TV show. Yep. I think a lot about this. This is just things that live in my brain. So Drew Carey had a TV show and he was a stand-up comedian. And then he gets a gig doing The Price is Right.
Wayne Brady, too. And
there's the other thing. So Wayne was on the same TV show with Drew, one of them. Yep. Drew did several shows. And now he's hosting the Gong. Is it the Gong Show? Was it called?
I don't remember which is which.
Let's Make a Deal.
That's right.
And I look at both of them and I'm like, either they are laughing their way to the bank or they're dying inside.
No, they're laughing their way to the bank. It's an easy. Apparently, everybody wants that gig.
You go to a doctor's office, you got to sit there and watch the thing, Let's Make a Deal. Yep. And I'm just like, he hates himself.
No.
Like, Wayne Brady has to hate himself.
He doesn't hate himself. Are you kidding? Works a couple months a year, goofs off. I mean, it's not like serious work. And then, they do record like 10 shows in a day. So, I mean, it is long days, but it's, 2 months and you take home millions.
But you're sitting there like you used to be a great comedian and now you're sitting there going,
you know what's funny? I love him.
I know, but I swear.
And that show, he's not very good.
He's terrible because he hates himself. It's like there's somebody dressed as a Holstein cow that is standing in front of him trying to find a nickel in her purse and just like, oh my God, what is happening here?
Now, let's be honest though. You and I were offered that gig, we'd taken 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I wasn't a successful stand-up comedian, okay? God, I think he hates himself. I think he and Drew sold their soul to the devil, and they're like, that's it. This is all we're going to do.
Well, Ryan Seacrest didn't have to. He's got more money than God, and he just sold himself to the devil.
I'll just do everything.
Yeah.
I'll do all the things.
Apparently, he doesn't like free time, Ryan Seacrest.
No.
All right, let's do some Daily Winnies. Nobody hired us and we still have to do this.
That was like a really long
really long opener.
Really long game show talk there.
Happy birthday to the following auditors: Lisa Keeley, Melissa Weimer, Stephanie Elizabeth, Lindsay Pierce. She also had a baby. She has a brand new baby. And Mary Ellen Murphy. Happy birthday to all of you. I know Lindsay's not getting any sleep, but I hope you get a little time for yourself, Lindsay, over the weekend.
Two things, and this is all I'm going to say, is terrible week, and I want to thank everybody who reached out to me. I got the most beautiful, heartfelt, thoughtful messages from so many people from all over the world, and y'all just don't know how much that means. I mean, the things y'all said to me were better, a billion times better than the things my father said to me. So I just want to thank all of you, and I have not written back to one person, and I probably won't, but just know that I read your messages and I really appreciate it. And now that's all we'll say about that. So I have some other news for you, Glenn. Are you sitting down?
Does it involve game shows?
Not really, but kind of. This is a heartbreaker right here. Okay. Every July 4th without fail, Joey Chestnut wins the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
For the last 20 years, right?
I mean, 16 years in a row he's been.
Really? Has it been 16 years?
It says here that he won't get the chance to win a 17th.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But I know there was like one rival that he had for a while, and then that guy left, and I guess for health problems, shocker. But Joey Chestnut is like the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion. But We're all going to have to take a moment of silence because he will not be there this year. Do you want to know why?
His health caught up to him?
No.
No?
No. He's fine. He's actually pretty upset. He tweeted, "I'm gutted to learn from the media. After 19 years, I'm banned from the Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest. I love competing in that event. I love celebrating America with my fans all over this great country on the 4th. And I've been training to defend my title." He's not allowed to go. He was banned. I feel like you should be a little more interested.
No, I'm waiting for why he was banned.
Oh, he was bated breath. Okay. Well, this, just so you know, he got an endorsement deal with Impossible Hot Dogs.
Isn't that like the fake ones?
Yeah, that's the vegan hot dog company. He's now endorsing.
What did the dumbass think was going to happen?
I mean, so apparently he gets paid $200,000 to appear in the hot dog eating contest. Last year
you mean
was
to go to Nathan's?
He gets to paid. Go to show up. He gets 200. So I'm wondering what the deal with they said they would welcome him back if he would drop his endorsement for Nathan
for the fake Impossible. Hot dogs.
This is like, have you seen the new movie Jerry Seinfeld does about the cereal companies?
No, I have not seen
this. It's weird, but I freaking laughed. And this reminds me of that movie. It is the like hot dog rival brands like trying to pee on each other's fire hydrants. It's so crazy.
So how much did he get from the fake meat company? Oh, must have been a lot.
The terms of his deal with Impossible Foods were not disclosed.
It was worth it, I guess.
Well, I mean, think about it now. Like, how many times have we said the Impossible Company in this, you know, and this is like national news. So they're probably getting what they, exactly what they wanted.
You know, it's probably better for his health anyway in the long run.
Is it? I don't know. I can't tell anymore. It's like, is an animal healthier or are the chemicals that they've created healthier?
We just did study show on Wednesday. You missed it. And again, we went back and forth on several things. We've gone back and forth on 100 times. So who knows?
Well, I just feel like maybe in like a whole, like if I'm going to put a blanket statement out there, just avoid anything called a hot dog. Period.
Or at least don't eat 50 of them in an hour. You know,
I mean, everything in moderation. Yeah, that's right. Just 20 in an hour.
All right, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're going to come back with an Olympic update and a list I found that was very funny.
This Nutritional Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. One of the most common mistakes seen in feeding programs is the underfeeding of commercial concentrates. Commercial concentrates are textured or pelleted feeds that provide energy, protein, vitamins, and minerals. Some common manufacturers are Triple Crown, Nutrina, Purina. You get the idea. Every commercial feed has a minimum amount you must feed in order to meet a horse's daily vitamin and mineral requirements. For most commercial concentrates, that level is somewhere between 4 to 6 pounds per day. A lot of horses will get too fat consuming feed at that level, so owners and barn managers feed less, and rightly so. It's not healthy for a horse to get too fat. However, if you are feeding less than the recommended minimum amount to your horse, you are not providing your horse with adequate nutrition. Microphase Vitamin and Mineral Supplement from Kentucky Performance Products can solve your problem. Microphase can be added to the diet as needed to fill in the nutritional gaps. Packed with nutrients but low in calories, you can adjust the feeding level of Microphase to meet your horse's requirements. Learn more about Microphase by visiting kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
That's right. It is time for some Olympic updates. We're only a few short weeks away from heading to Paris. And I don't know if you've seen pictures of the venue, but it's just unbelievable. The French have really come out, and it is just a stunning theater, and everything about it is just beautiful. But France, did you know that they have a total of 33 medals in equestrian events over the years? And it's one of the top five countries that have won the most Olympic medals in equestrian sport. And
Wait,
of course,
which country is? Say that
France,
again.
France, host country, France. So wow. They're in the top five, and they've had won a total of 33 over the years.
I don't think I'd have got that right.
And this year will be the first time in Olympic history that we have a 50-50 ratio of a female and a male athletes. So that's cool. That's good news.
Amazing.
I know it was close last time we talked about that, but this time we're 50-50. 200 athletes will compete in the three equestrian disciplines, jumping, dressage, and eventing. 75 places in jumping, 65 in eventing, and 60 in dressage. There'll be a total of 20 teams competing in jumping, 16 in eventing, and 15 in dressage. And the rest that make up the total number will be individuals. And we'll have more on who's making up the teams and all of that coming up. But now let's get to this list I found on Facebook. It was put out by my virtual eventing coach. At least that's who posted it. I'm sure they got it somewhere else. And we've done lists like this in the past, but this one was really good. So this is, if horses were in high school, which of the cliques would they be?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at this. I feel like I should probably guess.
Okay. You haven't looked at it?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Well, then don't look at it. Quarter horses.
Like, I don't know, like sprinters, athletes?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Definitely jocks strutting around, flexing the muscles and showing off their butts. Responsible for all the trophies in the glass case.
I get it. Yeah. Okay. So if we're getting that in depth, I can get a little more exciting. Okay.
So yes, quarter horses. That's very funny. Paints.
Paints are like... I don't know. It just seems like they'd be like high fashion.
You're right on. Quarter horses with too much makeup.
It just seems like a paint be like a girl like putting makeup on.
That's lipstick. Right. You're nailing these. Thoroughbreds.
I mean, like I would take that athlete to like the next level.
You're Well, yes, you're close. Preppies. Their athletes never jocks, monogram blankets, leather halters, Nike Aventor shoes, and the latest in custom trailer and tack.
Okay, so athletes, not jocks. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Yep. So
that's
you're
what
right.
I'm thinking. I'm like, they're not like,
Now, I think that the lists we've had in the past over the last 14 years have always put the Appaloosas in this category. It's never changed.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm going to get canceled if I say what it should be said. I'm respectfully declining to answer.
Okay. Well, you'd be close anyway, what you were thinking. Stoners.
Okay.
They like to drop acid so they can watch their spots move.
Oh, my God.
Arabians.
Arabians. Oh, my God. Like, I would say, I currently have one here. I have an Arabian mare, half Arabian, paint Arabian mare here in training.
Well, that would fit what this is, actually.
Being started, and she is a princess. So, I mean, like, I'm having to put sunscreen on her nose, like, 3 times a day. And, like, she is a little bit of a diva. And, I mean, she's awesome. But, like, I would go with, like, kind of uppers, like spoil rich girl kind of thing.
Well, and what team do they usually end up on?
I don't know.
The cheerleading squad.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Spoil rich. Ding, ding. I mean, I'm just not getting the right vernacular.
I love what it says here. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Go team. Need I say more?
Yeah.
So, okay. Yes.
Shetland. Yeah, a little bit of spoiled rich girl princess.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It fits, actually.
You're going to get me in trouble.
You're the one that wanted to guess. Shetland ponies.
Oh, Shetland ponies are the guys who are in detention.
Yes, that's exactly. Ding, ding, ding.
Are you serious? Yes. I got that?
Punks, spiky hairdos, snotty attitudes, and any color of the rainbow.
Yeah.
Yes, they're in detention. Frisians.
Oh, Frisians are just, they are, I would say they're kind of dark and brooding and like.
God, you're nailing these.
Are you serious? Yes. What did they say?
Basically Fonzie.
Yes!
Bikers.
Exactly. The leather jacket up against the wall with a cigarette.
Yes, that's exactly what it says. It says big buff, always black, cigarettes hanging out of the corner of their mouths, and dangerous glint in their eye.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me? Why am I getting all these?
Morgans. This one might be tougher.
Morgans. I don't have, see, this is the problem is I don't have a ton of experience with Morgans, but I do with the other ones. So, Morgans. Are they like bookworms?
Close. Nerdy teacher's pet, running around doing everything from yearbook to decorating the gym. So, yes, you were close. Right. Yeah, you were close. Draft horses.
Football players.
Well, interesting. It doesn't say that. You would guess that, and I would have guessed that, too. It says all breeds. No real click. They're just the big guys who sit in the back of the room and fart a lot.
Those are the football players.
I love that it has Hackney Ponies in here, too. It might be the first list we've seen that has my Hackney Pony in here.
That's the child that is currently sitting in the principal's office, actually the nurse's office, waiting on their ADD medication.
It could be. I mean, that fits, too. But this certainly fits. But this one is band geeks, marching along with their heads and knees held high, even when they're going to the bathroom.
So, okay, gotcha.
That fits, too. Warmbloods.
How would I describe it? So that's so broad. Warmbloods.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you'd get this one, actually.
Warmbloods is just the kind of the kid that everybody gets along with.
It's the school staff and faculty looking down their noses with righteous indignation and disgust at all the students.
I got that. I was way off.
Minis.
Okay. Minis.
You don't overthink this one.
I would just they're the scary ones in the halls.
This one was rather lame. They just said kindergartners or the minis, which by the
way. Oh, that's lame. That's not a high schooler.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. Saddlebreds.
You're going to get me canceled again.
There's a group we haven't talked about yet, and they fall in that group.
Preppies?
Nope. Drama club. They're in the drama club.
There you go.
The ones riddled with teen angst, the artsy drama club type. So I
can see that.
I would have been a saddlebred problem. Percheron. I love this one. You'll never get this in 100 years.
Okay, tell me.
Cafeteria ladies.
What? So this is just all-encompassing high school.
Yes.
All I'm doing is when you say this breed, I'm imagining myself walking down the hallway and seeing who I'm either going to gravitate to or avoid. Well, at this point, I'm a Frisian.
Cafeteria ladies kind of fits for Richard. Mustangs.
Mustangs are it's your best friend.
The free spirits and the rebels without a cause. Basically, the ones that are, that have multiple tattoos and piercings.
I'm a Frisian Mustang Cross.
Anyway, I love this. It says the PTA, is that Parent Teachers Association?
Yeah.
They would be the aged brood bears.
Oh, God bless them. I didn't say it.
This is on the list. I didn't say it either. And the football team would be what?
Clydesdales, baby.
Yes, that's it.
If it wasn't Percheron, it's got to be the Clydesdales.
That's exactly it.
Is it really? I got that right. Gosh, I'm
you
good.
Did pretty well on that list.
You know what? It's because I was traumatized in high school because I was the one person who had horses. So this all really makes sense, and I'm probably going to need some therapy after today.
I think all the horse girls are going to need some therapy after because they were all kind of in that boat.
All get me. Here we go.
I think Jennifer was. We were talking about that because we were back home in her neighborhood. We were talking about that while we were away last weekend. Oof. Why don't you tell us about Kent, and I'll get our guest on the line.
Well, no one knows your horse's thoughts, emotions, and moods as well as you. Just as in touch as you are with their personality, Sentinel's expert nutritionists are in tune with their dietary needs. With feeds in the form of extruded nuggets to provide exceptional nutrition and formulas made for every life stage and activity level, Sentinel's wide choice of carefully crafted feeds makes it easy to find the perfect fit to better your horse's health. Learn more at feedsentinel.com/horseradionetwork. That's feedsentinel.com/horseradionetwork. I would like to welcome Lucille Vigoro. She founded Propulsion Equine in 2020 after graduating with a master's degree in equine performance health and welfare in England. Thank you, Lucille. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I'm excited to chat some more.
I would like to say that I wasn't a great student, but a degree in equine performance, health, and welfare would have been the one thing I would have been interested in.
It was so much fun. I loved it.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. So you've taken it and you've turned your master's actually into a blooming career. You guys, tell us about Propulsion.
So Propulsion Equine PMF was founded right in the middle of COVID in 2020. And I now have a small team of three, soon to be four, equine wellness professionals who provide PMF, pulse electromagnetic field, as well as kinesiology taping and red light therapy to mainly hunter jumper show horses on the East Coast from New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, all the way down to Florida.
Perfect. Now, we had you on not too long ago, and we talked about the PEMF. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan. But some of the things that you also offer, I am not that familiar with. And so I wanted you to explain to all of our listeners and me, like, what else there is out there, because I've heard a lot about red light therapy, but I don't, what is it?
Yeah, so this is actually great timing for us to chat about this. There's actually a conference going on right now called MagnaCon, the world's largest PMF conference, and we were just discussing the benefits of incorporating other non-invasive drug-free modalities like red light therapy and kinesiology tape or KT into your PMF sessions. So I am more than happy to chat about, do you have specific questions about red light therapy? Do you want me to go over what it does, the benefits?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not familiar with it. So yeah, like, talk about, what is it, just a red light and you shine it on your horse? Like, I know it's more detailed than that. So get into what red light therapy actually is and does.
Yes, for sure. So red light therapy, it's also known as low-level laser therapy or photobiomodulation. And these are devices, either pads or handheld devices, that produce specific wavelength of either red or near infrared light. And those penetrate the skin and the tissues, providing a whole range of therapeutic benefits that I'll get into. And essentially, the way it works is red light therapy allows the cell to create more ATP, which is essentially energy. And that energy allows the cells to function better and to repair themselves better, which then allow the entire animal to function, perform, and recover better. And the specific wavelength that we use for the red light therapy benefit the skin and then deeper tissues like tendons, ligaments, cartilage, and bone. You also have wavelength for skin health and hair growth in humans. That's used quite a bit for people as well. Now, I'll tell you, the research for red light in horses specifically is very limited, but we do have a lot of research on people that are quite interesting. Specifically, we've seen in research that red light therapy helps to repair tissue, reduce inflammation and pain, restore circulation, restore nerve function, preserve joints again, and decrease inflammation in osteoarthritic joints. We've seen improved lameness in dogs with elbow osteoarthritis. And finally, one of my favorite studies show that red light therapy can be used to prevent muscle overuse or fatigue injury and also reduce delayed onset muscle soreness after exercise. So really great benefits.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. My thought would be like, okay, so you've got your red light, you know, emitting pad that you're putting on. How deep can that go?
You know, it really depends on the density of the tissue that you're covering. It depends on the device that you're using, meaning a handheld pen or pad, and it depends on the duration. So we have specific durations and applications for different tissue, but I know it's a wide range. I've heard anything from 2 to 8 inches, depending on those parameters.
Okay, gotcha. So would this be something, and I feel like I've seen something about this before, where, I mean, can I like put it on my face and look younger? Like,
if you close your eyes, yes.
So this is something that is used in humans as well for like anti-aging type things. Like you were talking about skin and hairy growth. I mean, we put it on top of Glenn's head and then on my face and we're going to look like new people.
Exactly. That's the thought. My dad actually has one of those helmets that has red light therapy. He's going to kill me if he hears this episode, but he wears that to help reduce his hair loss. He's
is it working?
In his late 50s. I think it's too soon to tell.
That means dad needs some more help. Sometimes you just can't fight genetics.
You know, you're safe because we were talking about earlier in the show that our friends and family never listen to our show, and we've done 3,400 of them. So you're safe. You're good.
I've already talked to Rush about my dad today, too, so it's fine.
I think my mom's definitely going to listen to this. She's very supportive of anything I put out there. Well, so she might listen to this.
Well, here's the thing. Your mom is an angel, sweet lady. Okay. And we don't need dads listening. No dads allowed. That's kind of a rule.
No dads allowed. Just my mom. But hey, my dad isn't bald yet. So, you know, we'll give him that. Maybe he's doing something.
You're fighting it hard. So you're fighting it hard. Okay. Yes. So if you start using red light therapy, like to me, when I've used PEMF, I mean, one of the most the beneficial things, obviously, is feeling better. But one of the things it does for me is it makes me sleep really, really well that night. The night after I use it, I mean, we're talking 8 hours solid, and that's a miracle for me. So I feel like it gives me like almost instant results as far as certain things go. How long till it see results from red light therapy?
Again, I'm going to give an answer that's all about, you know, it depends what you're treating, what you're addressing, how the body responds, how often you're able to do it. Some of the benefits you can see, as you mentioned, improved sleep. PEMF does that as well. There's also reduced pain and inflammation, speeds up recovery. If you have something like a skin wound or sore or scratches, it's something you want to do daily, if possible, until it closes.
Now, when we talked to you last time about PEMF, I thought one of the most interesting things you talked about was, because right after you and I talked, actually, last time I went to the Defend the Kentucky 3-Day, and there's various booths that are selling PEMF machines, and there is an optional class that you can take to learn how to do it. I thought it was crazy. And you said one of the things to look for when you get a PEMF machine is find somebody who has gotten licensed to do it, like has gone through the classes and has studied this. And I found that really interesting. Like one company sends you to their facility that they manufacture it at and send it. The other had some online training, but it was all optional. You could just buy the machine. So in red light therapy, is it something where you need extra training, or can I just buy a red light and zap my face?
So PEMF is a bit of a controversy, how accessible it is, how easy it is to get trained and certified. As you mentioned, it's optional and the programs are, you know, varying degrees of thoroughness. Red light is the one modality that is very user-friendly, very safe. There are virtually no contraindications of side effects. So that's one where I'm comfortable, you know, having horse owners buy their own red light therapy pad, read the information. We got ours from According to Gospel, Equine and Canine Light Therapy, and they have a lot of really great information, research, and instructions on their website. And the owner of the company is also incredibly helpful and responsive to our questions.
So I can't fry my forehead off?
No, okay. Not fry your forehead off. Okay, you're so slim.
Just checking.
So if I need to do red light therapy on my horse's fetlock, say, do I need to stand there next to the fetlock for like 20 minutes, three times a day? Like how long does that work? I'm sure it depends on each thing.
Yes. So we have two different options. We have the pad, red light therapy pad, that you could wrap around your horse's fetlock, and that would take 15 minutes. And yes, I would recommend staying close to the horse because this is some very expensive equipment. You wouldn't want your horse to accidentally trample. And we can also use a handheld red light therapy device if you need to get specifically on that fetlock joint. And then you would target that for 62 seconds coming from each aspect, each side of the joint. So that would be a little faster and more high-powered option.
Gotcha. Oh, that sounds cool. Like, sounds like everybody can go do some research. Where can people go learn? Like, if they want to read specifically about red light therapy, where would you send them?
There is a ton of research, a ton of studies online. So you can even search like Google Scholar or PubMD, I think. Or if you want more horse or dog focused red light therapy, I think According to Gospel is a wonderful website, wonderful resource. Again, that's According to Gospel Equine Canine Light Therapy. We're not sponsored by them. I just really like their products or their website. So here you go. Cool. Go check them out.
Cool. Now, then the other thing that, you have you offer is kinesiology tape. Now, I had some shoulder problems before I had surgery, and I would get on the days that I was particularly sore, somebody told me about this kinesiology tape, and I would use it, and I'll put it on various places, you know, being 46, like certain things just hurt, and I will put it on it, and I'm shocked at how well it works, and I'm not educated in kinesiology tape at all. So let's go to the beginning of that. What the heck is it, and what's it good for?
So kinesiology tape is an elastic, sticky tape that was first developed by a chiropractor who wanted his chiropractic adjustment to last longer. And this stretchy tape has a lot of really fantastic properties. Again, this is a drug-free, non-invasive modality, so you don't have the risk or the side effects of medication. And it works really well with modalities like chiropractic, massage, PMF therapy. And without getting too sciencey on it, KT has this really cool effect where it disrupts the pain cycle by interacting with the pain receptors in the skin called the nociceptors. Because the horse that's in pain can't use his body properly. He can't build the muscle that he needs, say, when he's recovering from an injury like you were. And some of the other benefits of kinesiology tape, they include stabilizing joints, relieving pain and inflammation, increasing lymphatic draining, and reducing edema. So horses who are stocked up, we have a special tape for them that gets those big fat legs back to their normal tight selves really quickly. We can also use it to improve circulation, proprioception, and decompress tight restricted fascia and relaxing tight muscles. So really a lot of benefits, as I've seen you've experienced some yourself.
How does it work then? Because like I put this tape on myself and my husband's like, what is that? And how does it work? And I was like, it pulls the skin away from the other stuff. So tell me, but say that till it makes sense.
Yes. No, you're actually right. So the tape is applied on the skin, and in animals, it's applied on the hair, and it gently lifts the hair and the skin. So if you have tight, compressed, restricted nerve, blood vessels, fascia, all of that is decompressed. All of that can flow the way it's supposed to flow. And again, those nociceptors, those pain receptors on your skin that are overactive, that are causing all that pain, the tape actually communicates with those nociceptors and with the central nervous system. And it downregulates the pain cycle, which is how it relieves that much pain and inflammation and why you feel better so quickly. It's instantaneous. I use it for my back pain all the time, and it works right away.
It seems so simple, but yes. Why has this been going on for like hundreds and thousands of years, like in ancient Chinese medicine, or is this a relatively new discovery?
Ooh, I won't know about ancient Chinese medicine. I want to say that chiropractor I mentioned was in the 1970s, but I have to double check that. And I'm going to direct you to the kinesiology tape queen, who will have all the answers for anyone who's interested in learning more. It is Sierra from Sozo Equine. She has certification courses for equestrians who want to learn how to KT tape their own horses. Lots of education, lots of research. She's a wealth of knowledge. So I would definitely send you to Sozo Equine if you want to get educated.
How do you spell that?
Sozo Equine.
Sozo Equine Sierra. Man, Lucille, you're just like, you've forgotten more about therapy than any of us will ever learn. And I really appreciate you coming on and explaining all of this to you. What is your website and where can people learn more about what you and how to hire you?
Yeah, first of all, my pleasure. I love talk about this. Could go all day. And our website is
www.propulsionequine.com. Propulsionequine.com. Do you have Facebook and all the socials?
We have Facebook and Instagram. We're technically on Threads, which is the new Twitter, but I don't really know how to use it. So we're there, but I don't really know what's going on.
And you're all over the East Coast. Is that correct?
We're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and then Florida.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic. Cool. Lucille, thank you so much for coming on and explaining all this to us. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Have a great one, guys.
Well, as horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. I think we all know they're very expensive. Routine and unexpected expenses can add up quickly, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage those costs? And that's where Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you the financial peace of mind that you've been looking for. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easily monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card, and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics to surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care, subject to credit approval. Learn more and apply at carecredit.com/vetmed. carecredit.com/vetmed.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads from Craigslist or Facebook or wherever, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And we give away prizes at the end of every month, which is coming up here in a couple of weeks. Can you believe it's the middle of June?
I was looking at the date today when I was clicking. I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
What?
I was the same way. These prizes are provided by Horselovers.com, home of over 120,000 horse products for you, your horse, and your barn. The first one is a back-on-track Aurora Impact Half Pad. That's valued at $90. The back-on-track Aurora Impact Half Pad combines shock absorption with the Weltex technology that back-on-track is known for. This half pad is made from a lightweight material that molds to the horse's back for a perfect fit. The Weltex lining helps to enhance blood circulation and muscle support.
All right, well, the other one is the Gatsby Cool Mesh Fly Sheet with Neck Cover, which is very valuable right about now.
Yeah.
It's a cool, lightweight mesh fly rug, does a great job of providing the horse with an effective barrier to flies and bugs while allowing airflow. It's lightweight material, reflective fabric, it helps against sun bleach, has the neck designed to help prevent chest rubbing. This thing just sounds like Tony Stark made it. Further features include blanket set front fastenings, adjustable belly flap, tail flap, UV protection, all the things, $80 value.
Very good. And we don't always get to everybody's ads because we get so many. And today we're not going to get to Katie, Melinda, Sherry, Janelle, Andrew, Debbie, and Jennifer. However, they're all entered into the drawing at the end of the month for those terrific prizes, thanks to horselovers.com. Well, we have some fun ones today. Camilla sent this one in, and it's horses in Scotland. I don't know that we've ever had. Have we ever had a Scottish one before?
Well, if we haven't, that means you have to do it in a Scottish accent. Go.
Yeah, no, that ain't happening. That's just, I don't have Scottish in me. Neither do you.
I'm not volunteering. Oi! Shelling-gelding!
After having been in Scotland, I don't know how anybody could duplicate that if you didn't live there. This is a Shetland-gelding. Chestnut, 11. Not a kid's pony. Happy to answer any questions. Happy to answer any questions from the haters. Companion or project? Well, first of all, the reason you have haters is the picture. So you have this tiny little Shetland pony with a full-grown adult whose feet are rubbing the ground riding it. That's going to cause the haters to come out of the woodwork.
I feel like you did it to yourself.
Yeah, I think this is your fault.
But I can't figure out the price tag. Okay, so it says before, it says where they would have the price. It has eyeball emoji, the number 4, and then a house.
You're going to have, does it cost you 4 houses? I don't know.
I've never, I don't know is that either. A Scottish thing? Like, what? Eyeball, 4 house.
Camilla, could you explain that to us?
I for house. Like, I'm trying to like sound it out like one of those like puzzles.
This would be like me riding that Shetland pony.
Look for home. Look for house. Look for. No, I got nothing. Sorry. All right. Ariana sent the next one in. There's a picture of somebody riding at what looks like to be a fairly rapid rate. And here's the ad. Hot tamale is sometimes sweet, sometimes spicy, and always 100% extra. That sounds like taco. This is an ad for taco.
Well, it is a paint.
It's like a little paint pony. You're right. Number one, not a beginner's horse, but small. Number two, narrow and short-backed. None of my saddles fit her properly, and I've got a tack room full of saddles. Number three, this is where taco differs. Not an easy keeper. And willowy. I don't know what that means. You're going to get the side eye from the roly-poly pony mums who think you're starving the poor thing. Chad came down when I was riding Taco this morning. He came down. He was like, whoa, he got fat. He's muzzled.
You know, I'm looking at this paint pony and he looks fine. He just doesn't look fat like they like him like. They like them like Taco.
I'd like them to look more like this pony. Number four, spent her formative years as a backyard pet and came to me with all of the expected issues. She could relax. This sounds like a doctor saying that she could relapse if exposed to triggers.
Couldn't we all?
Yeah, right? Number five, strong opinions, loves an argument. Swipe left if the above tugs at your heartstrings and makes you want to save her. I've already saved her from your sort. If not, read on. This is a great ad. Now, the last one's one through five. Now we're going to go to lowercase a. All of the basics firmly installed. See number four, which was spent her formative years as a backyard pet and came to me with all the issues. B, three solid, comfortable gates, sound and caddy. C, loves to jump and loves little kids fawning over her. D, not hot or fidgety or even high energy. E, her perfect person needs to have determination, grit, and a kind hand in equal measure. This was a great ad.
Although she did kind of contradict. Loves kids fawning all over her, comfortable gates, but needs a rider with determination, grit, and a kind of equal measure. Kind of goes against everything she just said in the last sentence.
Not a kid's horse, but I thought, you know, explain more than less, okay? Let me see some videos.
Oh, this does fit paint. Remember what a paint was, a quarter horse with too much makeup. So,
oh, wow. It's paint day. Look at the next one.
Oh, yeah, it is. Faye sent this one in. Spotted saddle mare, 12 years old. Safe, safe, safe. Good mare. Located in 10 Mile 10. Tennessee, 10 Mile, Tennessee. If you're wanting to get rid of the husband, this is not your horse. She will bring him home. Okay, that's a good ad. And this one is a fat paint.
This one ain't gonna kill nobody. Okay?
That made me laugh. Okay, Lorene sent this one in.
Good morning. It's Lorene Barden, and I'm going to read a really bad ad, and this is a Craigslist ad for a standard donkey, $800. And there's pictures, there's some pictures of lots of donkeys. Well, .. I love situations, LOL. So up for discussion. .. I recently rescued some donkeys. Donkey emoji. Not like the adorable big ear taking pictures with my kids ones. .. Oh no. I got some wild all cap. Well, one cap. The A is cap and then $$. So it looks like ASS donkeys. LMAO. However, with that being said, .. Positive note, they are young, between 2 to 4 years old, and if there were more hours in the day, I'd knock it out of the ballpark. .. But I think it would go better if we started separating them so they have an opportunity to build relationships with their people. .! Also, we got halter and leads on them, and they are officially dewormed! !! So apparently they had trouble deworming them, maybe. negative, although they are some adorable ASSs, they need time, patience, love, and groceries, dot, 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 dot. You do not need to inform me that they are underweight. I'm a lot of things, but blind isn't on the list. Dot, 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 dot. I was just taking part in getting some donkeys out of a sale and hoping that others could possibly see the same opportunity of having a wonderful, nice ASS at the end of the day. Mid, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign. This is a little ASS project, LMAO. I honestly couldn't help myself. So if you are interested in working on bonding and relationship building with an animal, dot, 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 I got you covered. Winky emoji. One last one, dot, dot, dot. My house and yard, space, comma, space, currently meet my fill of ASSES, dot, 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 dot. Okay, okay, located in Tomoa, exclamation. And that's it. That's the whole ad. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Lorene, do you understand how hard it is to read this crap now? Like,
do you? So this lady got a whole bunch. She never said how many donkeys, right? So she got all these ASSs, and she rescued them and then decided she really didn't want a whole bunch of ASSs. So now let's see if we can find somebody else who will commiserate with me and take some of these ASSs off my hand because I made a big mistake. That's what that whole ad said.
You know, right, they should call ahead to that person who wanted people to not swipe left to save the donkey, the horse. Yes. She get those people involved, the ones that want to swipe left and save to, I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand swiping right or left. Which one's good? I don't know.
I don't know either. I that was way after my time.
Yeah, of course. Patty sent the next one in, and this is a piece of equipment that I feel I should have because this screams me. It says horse trailer, $500. Previously used as a craft project at a kid's summer camp, but everything does work. And they have the title, Glenn.
Oh, my God. It's a first.
So it looks like they just gave paintbrushes to children and said, paint it. And there is like swirls and designs, and it is like totally hippie. And I just love it.
It's a tie-dyed horse trailer.
Yeah, basically.
And you know what's amazing about this ad? Not only is it a tie-dyed horse trailer, which would be very interesting going to a horse show with, because I think it'd scare half the horses there.
Well, number one, you can't get a horse in there. It's one of those like two round and two horse like death trap things.
But what makes this exceptional is the tires have air. It's mowed around it. The hitch works. I mean, it's amazing. All the parts are
You're
there.
Right. It's totally worth $500. I'm going to go get it. You know what? I'll use it as a goat hauler, which means now I have to get goats.
I'm telling you, people are going to be crashing on the highway looking at your trailer as they're driving down the road.
I need to know where this is located, Patty. If you could please send me some information about it. Thank you very much.
I hope the kids got an A. Did you notice they even painted the wheel wells?
Oh, my God, they did. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Amy sent this one in. Please read ad before asking questions. Thank you. It's all about hate today, by the way. No hateful messages and no laughing on my page. If you don't want her, then scroll away. There's a reason I'm not dealing with drama. I cannot be stressed out, and I will have the admin checking on my page every hour.
Let me just point out that there's not been a lick of punctuation so far.
I tried to read that one. $2,500 in cash. I'm not changing my price. Oh, this lady's had so many bitter experiences on Facebook.
Oh, man.
No checks. The money have in my hands before she goes in the trailer. No scammers at all.
Again, still no punctuation. No. They're just all different lines.
Read me below. Now a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah.
No beginners at all. She need lightweight, also short rider around 410 and experienced rider air trainer on hand. No trail riding or 4-H stuff with her.
What the heck?
She is not meant for kids, making that very, very clear. Kara, please do not change her name.
Oh my God.
She know her name when you call her. Age 11 to 12, bay, 14 hands, pony. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
A 14-hand pony can handle more than a 410 person. I'm sorry. I mean, look at the Shetland pony above. Had a 6-footer on it.
Taco, we already talked about him today. Poor guy, carrying my big A around.
And you're bigger than 4'10".
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wow, so let me get this straight. Okay, so $2,500 in cash.
Yes.
Non-negotiable.
Correct.
Money in the hands before you load her.
Correct.
You're only allowed to be shorter than 4'10".
Correct.
You have to be lighter than,
but
probably,
no children,
you know, 100 pounds.
You have to be 4'10 and not a child.
You have to know how to ride, be experienced, and not be a child. But you can't trail ride her, and you can't take her to 4-H, and you're not, by God, allowed to change her name. Hey, good luck. Again, that's one of the ones you want to call and just be like, hi, do you still have the mare for sale? Yes. Okay, thought so. Bye.
Kara's a handful. Kara is. Yeah. But don't change her name. Maybe if you change, maybe she doesn't like her name.
Good job, Amy. Yeah. She probably gentled down real quick. Okay. What was the definition of the Appaloosa on the thing you read earlier?
All right. Let me get it exactly.
Stoners.
Stoners. They like to drop acid so they can watch their spots move.
Okay. Well, Carrie sent in this one. And it looks like a Facebook page. Beautiful Appaloosa. Gelding. I'm leaving a long pause because there's like eight.
All the punctuation that wasn't used above is used in this ad.
Yes, but they also have incorporated about seven spaces in between each word. Beautiful Appaloosa. Gelding. 14.3 hands. 20 years young. Tons of endurance. Healthy UTD on shots. I mean, like a lot of spaces. Lots of riding yours left in the sky. This is a new photo from Saturday. Location, Peru, Vermont. Mid 3XXX advanced rider called Deb. No, there's a period of every single one of these. Call Deb for info or come see him. I'm getting too old. That's the story.
I always thought that Jennifer changed some of these to make them funnier, but these are screenshots.
Yeah, they're screenshots. There's no changing it. You can't make them funnier. Like, some of this, if you just can't, like, you can't write it, you can't make it up. You just have to live it.
And of course, reading between the lines, healthy up to date shots. He's 20 years old and, you know, lots of endurance and an advanced rider only. There's two statements that say it all, right, Ned? We've had a lot of that today. Read between the lines.
He's on crack, so of course he's going to keep going.
This next one, Kayla sent in. There's no having to read between the lines on this one. Spicy and a little schizophrenic mares available for inexpensive half lease in Ann Arbor. $200 a month. Must be an experienced rider. Dirt roads, indoor, outdoor arena. Dirt roads. Do they live on a dirt road? Do you ride on a dirt road? Or is the indoor arena on a dirt road?
I don't know.
One crow hops after being perfect the day before. The other will take you for a perfect fast-paced trail ride or ride in the fields without a problem. In an arena, she is known to rear if several horses are in the arena. Both are fun rides. Yes, I guess they are. They're both very fun rides.
That sounds fun. One will buck you off and one rears and flips over. So it's fine. You'll be fine.
If you're an ex-rodeo rider, you'll be good.
You'll be fine.
Pam sent this one in and she read it herself.
Good morning, Horse Nation. This is Pam from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Pam.
I found this ad in one of my Facebook groups I belong to. I'm seeing a picture of this adorable looking mini. He has kind of a gray head and a body. It looks like almost Dalmatian spots, like a light gray. Interesting looking, cute face, has some mischief in those eyes. You can kind of tell. Here's what was written. Due to no fault of his own, other than being a little too full of himself, this little man is once again looking for a new pasture. He does lead and tie, picks up all 4 feet, up to date on deworming, due for a hoof trim, but I'll get that done in the next day or two. He was born February 7th, and he's ready to go. He is Mr. Independent with a capital I, and he's all colt and acts like it. Honestly, he's a sweetheart and just a baby who's very full of himself, LOL. He'll go up steps. He's been in my house. He will go about anywhere you ask him to. He loves to play with the dog. He's out of registered stock, but he is selling grade. Dam is 34 inches. Sire was 33 inches. Located in Dalmatia, PA. Asking low four figures. Now, I live in Pennsylvania all my life. I had to look up Dalmatia. Interestingly, it's in the northern part by the Susquehanna River. And interestingly, this horse has little spots like a Dalmatian on its rear end. So I learned something today. So everyone, have a great day.
Pamela, you're welcome for the education. See, we're making you guys deep dive into these ads. Okay?
They do the same thing we do. It's like, is that a real town? And I look it up. It's the same thing we do.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, the curiosity that these inspire is amazing.
Sounds like an interesting little Dalmatian pony.
I don't know what
it was. Who likes to play with their Dalmatian dog, which is also interesting.
And they live in Dalmatia.
Maybe it's named after them.
That's weird. I don't know. I don't care. this last one was sent by Rachel. Not last one. Is this the last one?
Yeah, last one.
The last one. Okay. By the way, quick question. Your wife is looking for a gated horse, right?
Yes.
And does she have any parameters of a gated horse?
That it's not going to kill her.
If I found one here in Oklahoma, would...
It might
would
be a little far.
Is that too far?
It might be a little far.
Okay, well, then I'll quit working for you.
Okay.
That's what I was doing. It made me think of this because there's more. This one came from...
I'm saying it's a little far. She might say something completely different.
Well, then have her call me because you don't really have a say in any of this. Rachel sent this one in, and there's a picture, like, almost looks majestic. It is a black horse, like, back in sunlit woods... with like trees and like, it's a forest. It looks like one of those pictures, like somebody like AI'd of a horse, like just majestically standing in a beautiful forest.
We could write a movie about this. You come up on the edge of the forest. You see the black stallion standing there in the forest.
Yeah.
You're going to
go
rescue it and save it. And you're going to win all the competitions next year to save the farm.
I'm going to save the farm. Well, you know what? Let me tell you what the origin story of this horse is going to be. Okay. I was recently contacted by a man that has a wild horse on his property.
We're right.
We can train it, win the competition, and save the farm, Glenn.
Yes.
This is 6 miles south of Sherwood, Tennessee. See, it's like Sherwood Forest. She is a gorgeous black mare that appears to be under 10 years old.
How would you know that from
this
distance?
How do you know that? I've seen her walk, trot, and canter, and she has beautiful gaits. My husband and I drove to see her in hopes of catching her, but we quickly realized we lacked the necessary resources. She is very curious about humans and doesn't appear to have a mean bone in her body. She has walked up to my husband and I several times, and we have touched her nose. As soon as you go to put a rope around her neck, she takes off.
So, yeah, she loves people.
If you do not have access to an open stock trailer, panels to make a chute, and a freaking cowboy and a broke horse to rope her down, this job is not for you. She is on 1,100 acres of open pasture land.
That's a lot of area to chase a horse.
You need a helicopter from the BLM. Just drive that puppy on down. She is on 1,100 acres of open pasture with no fence. Oh, Lord. It is going to take you time to catch her.
No kidding.
However, oh, my God, this is the best part. Glenn, get your truck. She is yours for free if you're able to remove her from the
property. Nothing free.
If this thrilling task interests you, please feel free to PM me and I can give you more information and the gentleman's phone number to set up a time to go see her. She will make a nice horse. I just don't have the time to make more trips out there. Yeah. Glenn, this is our movie. Mm. This is the meet cute for the movie.
Two 13-year-old girls who can go out there, one with a lasso, the other with a, you know, a quarter horse.
No, it's me with a farmhand who, you know, works baling hay on the weekends for my grandpa, but you know, oh, yeah, is
I forgot the romantic interest in there.
Looking to earn his fortune and way in the world. And so he's going to go out there and help me. You know what? Take me out of this. He's going to go help this other imaginary young woman. And then they're going to go and they're going to catch this horse. And they're going to, while they're going through the process of like training it, they're going to fall in love.
Oh, they're
going to
fall in love catching it because it's going to take them 3 months.
If they don't kill each other first. No, there's an initial angst and anger, but then eventually oh, they
right,
realize
because
that
catching
they're
catching it, they get mad at each other because one's doing it one way and the other's doing it the other way.
Exactly. And they're just perfect. Not on the same page. And then when they start training it, he's going to make sure she's the rider, but then she's going to fall off in the dirt and he's going to pick her up and she's going to be like stomping off mad. And then she's going to come back around and then they're going to get a saddle on and they're going to ride. And then 5 seconds later, the next scene is they're cantering around.
Oh, and then 5 seconds after that, they're at the horse show winning $100 million.
Oh, my God. I love this. We could put the – we just won an Academy Award right now.
We really
right now. Nobody's ever written this before, Glenn. This is new territory. We are breaking ground.
Has anybody ever done a real spoof of the typical horse girl movie?
Yes. The typical horse girl movie. It's a spoof at this point. Well, this show has gone on way too long.
All right. We need to do a post show too, because we haven't done one of those for the auditors lately. So we need to do that today.
I am almost lost my voice. So yeah, let's keep going.
I'll do most of the talking. All right.
Okay.
All right. See y'all next week.
Bye everybody. Spay, neuter, and geld.